This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is taking an unusual step to stay in touch with some of the state's business leaders. He is sending them burner phones. Phil, why couldn't he just give them his phone number in his office?
Look, they already have his phone number. They already have it. What we have here is, you know, sort of a what do you want to call it? An invitation, a calling card, a stunt, a gimmick, a Gavin. He sent burner phones to 100 corporate leaders around the state saying that, you know, if you need to talk to me about anything, I'm a phone call away. And then he would sign it. Now, the phones are, they're like you said, they have that in there. He's sending a message, and the message is that he wants these corporate leaders to know that he is there. And the reason for that, one of the reasons is because some of them are moving elsewhere. We've seen an exodus of corporations from the state of California over taxes, over cost of living, over regulations. We've seen companies that, rather than expanding in California, are expanding elsewhere for the same reasons. There's a lot of problems in California, and he is trying to keep these companies in California. And this is a way of saying, you can cut through everything and call me directly, and gets their attention at the same time.
So it is a stunt. It is an attention getter. It got some attention. Any drawbacks to the plan?
Well, first of all, I also want to add that this is not paid for with taxpayer money. It's the phones, whatever they are, is being paid for by the California Protocol Foundation. That's a group of businesses and nonprofits and such that, you know, pass the hat among each other to cover things like the governor's expenses and travel when he goes on a jaunt to, let's say, Asia or something like that, or for, you know, extra office expenses like this. Now, Arnold used this fund a lot, too. I mean, remember when he went to China and he brought his stunt driver with him so that he made entrances into meetings as the Terminator on a motorcycle and, you know, sort of thrilled the crowd that way, attention-getting stuff. This one, there is some question out there. People are saying, okay, if the phones are paid for by an outside company or a nonprofit, they're not state-issued phones, are these people having, like, how do we know what they're saying? How do we know what they're doing with the governor? Is this subject to sunshine laws and the public's right to know? I think the biggest drawback, however, is this. Where are your and my phones? You didn't send them to the average guy, so everybody's going, where's my phone?
I don't know if I want a burner phone, Phil. I don't know if I want one.
Well, I'll tell him that in case he talks about sending you one, all right?
All right, that's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.